Good afternoon and welcome to Tip TV Finance in conjunction with Rand Squawk. I'm joined here by Raj, market analyst at Rand Squawk. Good afternoon, how are you?
Good, thanks for having me.
Fantastic. We're going to go through a few slides, a few suggestions this afternoon. Starting off, we're looking at the German 10-year Bund. Obviously, we can see a bit of a sell-off towards the end of last year, but it looks like it could be moving back up. Talk us through this, Ralph.
Yeah, so we're seeing a bit of a consolidation now in between. So market's neither here or there, finding a bit of value. So this is where why I've put these support and resistance levels in at the moment, because we have got a bit of a range. We're trading between a little bit of a range at the moment. Longer term, I think a lot of people are really key looking at this inflation rate and the unwinding of QE if it ever happens. And I think that's the main driver in this. Long term, if there are more pressures and we are seeing a move closer to the inflation rate target, then we might see a move in real yield higher, so that will bring the bond prices lower. But these are my key levels that I'm looking out for at the moment. But I do think we are slightly range bound, unfortunately, right now.
Indeed. Certainly, you mentioned the yields as well. We've seen German yields in the underlying reaching kind of higher levels. So we'll certainly watch out for that.
But yeah, definitely.
Obviously, put the levels on there for the 10-year Bund. Moving on. Euro dollar, something that's been in quite a range bound of late, but it looks like it's been pushing to the upside, seen some strengthening in the euro. Levels to look out for here, Rob?
Yeah, I think this is an interesting one for me, because I think a lot of people are looking at euro dollar being overvalued, but it keeps moving higher. So it's kind of like a squeeze that I'm looking at on the upside, and every time I hear more and more market commentators saying that, you know, it's a time to sell it off, I keep seeing it move up. So I still think that we could see a test slightly higher. On here, the support levels, rather, that I've put in to keep an eye on, especially the one closer to the downside for that uptrend line there, that's where I would look at a target for a break on that side. But currently, I think we're going to have a little bit of sideways action, and I'm looking for a test of the lower channel over a period of time. But obviously, we're going to have data to contend with in that period of time too, and also the Trump tweets recently. So we'll obviously look out for that. It's very hard to forecast when he's around sometimes. You know, you put a forecast in and he'll tweet something about Germany undervaluing the euro, or being happy that the euro is undervalued, and we'll see a shoot up. So yeah, I'm actually thinking that we'll test the bottom channel here.
Understood. Good stuff. Moving on to the FTSE 100, it's had a great run up. Certainly, you know, prior to Christmas, has pulled back a little bit.
Yeah.
Just talk us through this. You've got a comment on there as well. So
yeah. So this is I've gone with the Elliott wave on this. So it's kind of followed the Fibonacci guidelines quite well. So the first one, we had the test between the 61.8 and the 78 on the downside on the first to second wave there. And then we traditionally see the third wave being the longest wave moving higher. So this one pulled that off quite nicely. Now I think we're in the correction phase of the Elliott wave move. So I think we're going to see a push higher, but to test towards the highs. But what I am actually looking out for is when we do see the push higher, is will it make the lower high and test the next wave down, which is the wave three support level. So we've been there now at that level. So I'm looking for the wave higher to see whether it tests the wave five to push up, or whether it makes the lower high to test the wave three support level there again. That's what I'm looking at with this. It's a very interesting one for me.
So interesting that lower high could be a key point, potentially a trade there, maybe to go short, but obviously we'll see if that gets there. And the next slide we have is cable or the pound dollar. Again, like euro dollar, it's been moving around in quite a tight channel. Just talk us through this. You've got some Fibonacci levels on there as well.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago when I came on the show, we were talking about higher up where fair value in this currency is. And the touted level for fair value over on a long term, on a weekly chart, is around 132, something like that. So obviously here we're trading at 137. Now, I don't think it's going to get to 132. I think it's been performing very well, so the pullback is something, a bit of a mean reversion. But what I put here is that the support level that confluences with the 38.2 Fibonacci level. That's where I believe that we'll kind of get to, mm-hmm. and that we'll struggle. So I do believe there is some downside in this pair left to go from this particular move. And it's a 4-hour chart, so you know it's not incredibly long term. So I do think that we do have space for a pullback. And then after that, I'm thinking that, you know, it is very data dependent, but I think we'll see some consolidation to find some value. So that's kind of where I'm aiming here.
Good. And also with, you've also mentioned the Trump tweet effect, exactly. and a lot going on with Brexit at the moment as well. So look for data, but also, I guess, keep an eye out on anything coming out of Theresa May or Donald Trump.
100%. And we've got all this Brexit speak as well, mm-hmm. and, you know, trade negotiations, etc. So that's also coming out on an ad hoc basis too.
Makes it a very interesting currency pair.
It is very volatile,
size. Good stuff. Next slide is the S&P 500.
Yeah.
Again, we saw with the FTSE a fantastic run-up for the equity market, and this is even bigger. We've seen some new higher highs there for the S&P 500.
Yeah.
Tell us about this chart and where you think this is going from here, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, amazingly relentless rally in this. Mm-hmm. I'm quite happy, and I think prices will push higher. So I put the level in which we'll see it break. Now, on the RSI indicator, a lot of traders look for like a divergence as prices move higher highs, the indicator makes a lower high. I actually look at that as being a positive in a way, that if it breaks through that little trend line, you know, I think that's giving it space to move for a higher high. So we're averaging it out, giving it a bit of time to build up a little bit of momentum, mm-hmm. for some more velocity for a move higher. So I think, upside targets here.
Mm. It's definitely moved very, very strongly.
Yeah. All the banks reporting well, and a lot of the companies reporting well as well.
Mm, definitely. And moving on, which I think is our final slide, the dollar-yen. Very interesting currency here with a lot of movement into... Yeah. To the end, maybe safe haven is the dollar. It's a very interesting trade, certainly with as you've already said, the Trump effect. And interesting chart.
Yep. So I think this support level that I've put in is held very nicely. And I've put a little bit of annotation on the RSI. So it's a bullish failure swing. And that couples with the candles. So on the price angle, the long wicks that we're seeing at the bottom of the candles there. And then also alongside this, as the wicks made a little bit of a break through the support level, we had the indicator producing a little bit of a bullish divergence to the upside too. I think this pair will trade slightly stronger, and I think it will move higher. But I'm not sure whether we can go and test the 120s again. And as we know, it tracks yield, the 10-year mm-hmm. yield. It tracks stocks as well. So it is dependent on a couple of those other things. But I think this level is holding very nicely. It's holding nice and strong.
Mm. Interesting. As you say, a bit of resistance to maybe get up to the 120 level.
Yeah,
probably looking at resistance around the 118.
Yeah, there's a bit of traffic there, yeah.
If we see some upside. Well, lots to look at, lots to think about.
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Raj. That's really helpful.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.